USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration back in February, and now that it's become a crisis, shipments from outside the country are being imported. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, on CNN over the weekend.
Well, because of the actions that we're taking right now, we're going to see more formula coming off factory lines and more formula in stores starting as early as this week. There is a flight that left last night from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany full of formula that will land in Indiana this morning. Just in that plane flight alone, that will cover about 15% of the overall national volume that we need for that.
President Biden announced Monday from Asia he would be willing to use American forces to defend Taiwan from Chinese aggression.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Biden made the comment in Tokyo. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good. Just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Out of control inflation, astronomical gas prices, baby formula problem that was allowed to fester into a crisis. Republicans can't wait for the midterm elections in November and get the country back on the tracks.
The 2022 midterm election season is in full swing, with Republicans eyeing a chance to possibly retake Congress this fall. Set against a backdrop of record-breaking gas prices and inflation at a near 40-year high. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation to moderator Margaret Brennan, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott shares his thoughts on the midterms.
I think the expectation is that whoever the president is gets ahead of the problems rather than behind the problems. So I think the election this fall is going to be about inflation. It's going to be about the effectiveness of the Biden administration. And I think it bodes well for Republicans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration in February, and they told Americans that they were working on it diligently. Now that it's become another crisis, Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw explains how we got here.
It happened primarily because of a recall that happened in Michigan at Abbott Labs. They'll start producing in 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean their baby formula will hit the shelves for another 6 to 8 weeks. So that's the bad news. The other bad news is the structural underpinnings of how baby formula is made. There's only a few companies that do it. They have almost 90% of the market share, so there's not a lot of competition. And you might ask, well, why isn't there a lot of competition? Well, a couple of reasons. One, the FDA has very strict standards on what we are allowed to import. So there's a lot of pretty good baby formula, say, in Europe that we just can't import. Also, a lot of the baby formula goes to the WIC program, the Women's and Infants and Children program. So it's getting baby formula to poorer families. And they really only contract from a few select brands, almost all of which are with Abbott Labs as well. Uh-huh. So this creates a market without a lot of competition. So when one thing hits it, there's not a lot of people to make up the difference.
Congressman Crenshaw on Newsmax. An asteroid is set to pass by Earth on Friday, according to NASA's asteroid tracker. Designated 7335, this asteroid is around 1.8 kilometers wide and will pass outside the orbit of the moon. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.